sharing the love of Christ through music. It's House of Praise Radio, a program sponsored by Riverside Mennonite Church. Our website is riversideministries.com. I'm Paul Miller. Welcome. Here's the Booth Brothers.
From the start, you held a place in my heart, a place that no one else could fill. But sin kept your spirit from working on me. I couldn't look at life honestly.
Cato writes, stunned by his grace. Max writes, I was mulling over a recent conversation I had with a disenchanted Christian brother. He was upset with me, so upset that he was considering rescinding his invitation for me to speak to his group. It seems he'd heard I was pretty open about who I have fellowship with. He'd read the words I wrote, if God calls a person his child, shouldn't I call him my brother? And if God accepts others with their errors and misinterpretations, shouldn't we? He didn't like that. Carrying it a bit too far, he told me. Fences are necessary, he explained. Scriptures are clear on such matters. He read me a few and then urged me to be careful to whom I give grace. I don't give it, I assured. I only spotlight where God already has. Well, later, I had a great thought. It's one of those, why didn't I think to say that, insight. If the subject resurfaces, I'll say it. But in case it doesn't, I'll say it to you. It's too good to waste. Just one sentence. And here's what Max writes. I've never been surprised by God's judgment. But I'm still stunned by His grace. Story after story, prayer after prayer, surprise after surprise, it seems that God is looking more for ways to get us home than for ways to keep us out, for sure. I challenge you to find one soul who came to God seeking grace and did not find it. Search the pages, read the stories, envision the encounters, find one person who came seeking a second chance and left with a stern lecture. I dare you, search. You won't find it. It seems to me God gives a lot more grace than we'd ever imagine. We could do the same. I'm not for watering down the truth or compromising the gospel, but if a fellow with a pure heart calls God Father, can't I call that same man brother? If God doesn't make doctrinal perfection a requirement for family membership, should I? And if we never agree, can't we agree to disagree? If God can tolerate my mistakes, can't I tolerate the mistakes of others? If God can overlook my errors, can't I overlook the errors of others? If God allows me, with my follies and failures, to call Him Father, shouldn't I extend the same grace to others? One thing's for sure. When we get to heaven, we'll be surprised at some of the folks we see. And some of them will be surprised to see us. From the God Whispers Your Name book, 1994, Max Licato.
In the back sat a boy, in the front an old man. They both heard the truth in the words that were said. Now we all have sinned and we need to be saved. And there is a Savior who died in our place. So when they started singing, "Just as I am," they both stepped out to come, one walked and one ran. They came down the same aisle and they fell on their knees. They came to the same cross and they both were set free. Same touch of grace was sufficient for both. And they came down the same aisle and they fell on their knees. They came to the same cross and they both were set free. They were washed in the same. Was erased.
saved a wretch like me. Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilled. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within.
Willingness to suffer and die was saying, I love you this much, I'd rather not live without you. Confess and believe, Jesus rose again, he's calling you.
On the stormy sea of Galilee, when he said, Peter, come to me, he was calling. Love came calling. Dead man Lazarus in the grave, he came much too late to save. He was calling, love came calling,
love came calling like a warm embrace. Every doubt and fear replaced, he was calling. Love came calling like a faithful friend. Never be the same again, he was calling.
Love came calling. She had lived a life of such regret, beyond the line of grace, and yet he was calling. Love came calling.
Her veil of tears and bitter pain, she heard his voice so clear and plain.
He was calling, love came calling,
love came calling.